Please take out your Bibles. We're in Luke chapter 2, verse 25, and that's on page 1028. So it's page 1028, Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 25. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of God. And can we please now just pray for Stu, who, as we heard earlier, stepped in at the last moment. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will uphold Stu and speak through him, and that you will soften our hearts so that we will hear clearly what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening. I'm grateful that when I lowered the lectern yesterday, nobody's raised it. So you can still see me. I presume you left it low for the children this morning. Forgive me. Some of you heard this yesterday. Forgive me. bear with me. Christmas. It's a time most of us describe as joyful and bright. But for some of us, me included, there is a sadness that comes with it as well. Some here today may have lost someone, perhaps recently. I recently lost my mum a few months. I recently lost my mum a few months ago. So this will be my first Christmas without her. Others carry a grief that returns every Christmas, and because of someone they love deeply and miss dearly, it's all the worse. If that's you, first off, I just want to say I'm so desperately sorry for you, but also know that you are not alone. One of the reasons we held the Comfort of Christmas service yesterday so that we can be honest with each other. Christmas can be beautiful and it can be painful. And those two things can sit side by side. Add into that mix, into the reality of human longing and human loss, the Bible gives us a story of a man who understood what it was to wait, to hope, and to ache. In the story of Simeon. In this passage from Luke at verse 25, we're told Simeon was righteous and devout, and that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. That means waiting for God to bring comfort, to put things right. Now, we're not told exactly what Simeon had experienced in life. We don't know why he was waiting. We don't know why he was waiting for this specific thing. And we don't know what losses he carried, what disappointments he lived with, or what prayers he had prayed for years. But we do know this. He knew what it was to wait for comfort, for consolation. And that sometimes, and that's something some of us understand very well. Waiting for peace to return, waiting for a heart to mend, waiting for the days to feel lighter again. When Luke says Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, the word consolation means a comfort deep enough to reach the hurting places of life. And again, we're not told how long he waited or what that waiting felt like for him. But we do know he lived through the long in-between, the silence before the answer came. Some of us know that same in-between in our grief, the space between loss and healing, between tears and peace, between now and it won't always feel like this. Like Simeon, we wait for a comfort we can't yet see. Not because we lack faith, but because grief asks us to live with longing, while trusting that God has not forgotten us. And regardless of what you may or may not believe, whether you've known the Lord for a long time, or perhaps you're exploring faith, or you're someone who isn't sure what you believe, all of us know something about waiting and longing. And Simeon is an example of all of that, because he had been waiting. But then Luke tells us at verse 27 that he was moved by the Spirit to enter the temple on that very day, the day when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus in as a baby. After all of his years of waiting, what does God give him? Not a grand vision, not a list of answers, not an explanation of why life can be so hard. No, God gave him a baby, a child, small, fragile, easily overlooked. Yet Simeon takes this child in his arms and says, "My eyes have seen your salvation." For many of us here today, that moment is a reminder that God keeps his promises, sometimes quietly, but always faithfully. And this salvation would not remain in a cradle. The child Simeon held would one day, on a hill, stretch out his arms on the cross, carrying the weight of our grief and sin, so that death itself would be defeated. And for those of us who aren't sure what you believe, Simeon shows us something gentle but meaningful. Sometimes comfort doesn't come through explanations, but through presence, through someone with you, someone holding you, someone walking beside you. In my reading and studying around this passage, I read a great line. God often comforts not with thunder, but with a whisper. Now, whilst he may have often did so, God doesn't always use thunder and lightning. Not with a sudden or with a sudden solution, but often with someone, often a person. Simeon then speaks words that echo through the years. A light for revelation and the glory of your people, Israel. He is saying that this baby, this Jesus, is the light who helps the whole world see who God is. The light that reveals God's truth to all people. Now, he's not saying that this world is perfect, nor is he saying that faith removes darkness, but he's saying this child, this Jesus, brings light into it. In a world where grief is real, and so are tears, and where memories can hurt, Simeon points to a hope that is not naive or shallow, but deeply honest. Light is stronger than darkness, even when the darkness feels overwhelming. For those of us here who trust in Christ, that light is a promise. It is the promise that the child in Simeon's arms would grow to bear the weight of the cross, and through his death and resurrection, bring a light that no darkness can overcome. For those who aren't there yet, this is at least an invitation. An invitation to consider that God has not left the world as it is, and he has not left you as you are. Then Simeon says something that surprises us, doesn't it? Turning to Mary in verse 35, he says, "A sword will pierce your own soul too." There is no pretending with Simeon. No keep smiling. No everything happens for a reason. No pressure to hide your tears. Simeon acknowledges that pain runs through life, even through the life of the mother of Jesus. The Bible isn't embarrassed by grief. It doesn't ask us to be strong or to move on. It says, your sorrow is real and God knows it. For Christians, this is where faith is both honest and hopeful. And for those who aren't sure about faith, here is something worth noticing. The Christian story does not shy away from suffering. It says God himself entered it. He did not stay distant from human pain. He stepped into it. The child in the manger would one day carry the cross, enter in the deepest sorrow, so that grief and death would not have the final word. And through his resurrection, he turned suffering to hope, showing that light is stronger than darkness. Simeon shows us the joy of God keeping his promise in Jesus' first coming. But for those of us that have a faith in Jesus, we know there is another promise still to come, that Jesus will return to finish what he began, to bring perfect peace, to wipe away every tear, to end grief and death forever. Simeon waited for Jesus to come the first time. We now wait for him to come again. And the God who kept his promise then will keep it again. And that is why I and other believers grieve with hope, not because loss doesn't hurt, but because love does not end with death. So what does this story about Simeon leave us with here today in our grief, in our own questions, in our longing for comfort? Well, first, God sees your waiting. Whether you are full of faith or full of questions, your grief is not invisible to him. Second, God is close to the brokenhearted. Those of us here with a faith in Jesus can take that as a deep promise. And if you're exploring faith, hear it as an invitation. You don't have to face things alone. Third, God gives hope that is stronger than death. Simeon held the child who would one day conquer death. The baby in his arms would grow to be the man on the cross. And through that cross and resurrection, the promise of life beyond death was secured for us. Our hope is not just comfort for today, but the promise of life beyond death, of love that cannot be lost. For those who believe, this is your anchor. For those who are unsure, it is at least a light worth looking toward. So as we come to a moment of prayer and reflection, we come as people who, like Simeon, are carrying longing, love, sorrow, and hope all at once. We come to the God who meets us in our waiting. We come to the God who is gentle with the broken. And we come to the God who brings light into darkness. Just going to let you take a moment to rest in that comfort. And then I'm going to pray. Dear Father God, we bring to you our grief our memories, and our quiet longing for comfort. Thank you that you are near to the brokenhearted, and that your light still shines in the darkness. As we go from this place, hold us in your peace, steady us with your presence, and remind us that your love is stronger than death, and your hope is never out of reach. Be our strength in the days ahead, our rest when we are weary, and our comfort when sorrow returns. We entrust ourselves and those we love into your gentle care through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.